There is the Samaritan woman at the well. And this really is a fascinating example of our Lord loving. When she asks Jesus for the water of eternal life, he tells her to go and call her husband. And she responds, "I do not have a husband." And Jesus answered her, "You're right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband." Ouch. Talk about calling someone out. I guess it's really not a good idea to try to deceive God. Our Lord's not afraid of the truth, and he knows best that the truth and love cannot be separated. It's important to note, he speaks the truth about her life in the context of a conversation. He doesn't just get out the 20-pound sledgehammer of truth and beat the poor woman to a pulp with it, but neither does he ignore the truth and just sort of follow along with wherever it is that the wind happens to take him. There are times when really we have to stand up for truth out of love for someone else. We shouldn't be mean or rude about it, but to simply say when things are wrong. You know, "Hey, Junior, you and Susie are living together and you're not married. I dearly love you. However, you need to knock that off because you know better." You know, we can't separate the truth of someone's sin from the love that we have to have them. True love calls a person out of their sin. True love calls a person forward and into love of God, into a deeper relationship with Christ Jesus. Sin is the thing that's directly opposed to that deeper love and to that relationship with Christ Jesus.